But this is an old programme, if you'd like to see it.
Please. Thank you.
And this is the agenda for one of the annual meetings.
What were you up to on them then?
Well, that's the agenda. See the date at the top, 78 and 9?
Yeah, 1978 and 1979. So yeah, that's been going 10 years then, hasn't it? So what events are these all talks then? Or would you go on trips, or would you mainly have talks?
We used to meet in the old museum upstairs.
Okay. In the old museum.
And then, of course, when the museum started, it wasn't the museum at that time.
1980 or something.
Yeah, it wasn't the museum at that time.
Yeah.
Then when the museum took it over, we went to the Methodist Hall, which is now the doctor's surgery. And we used to play darts. We used to go on outings. We used to go to a show.
Lovely.
Varied programme, really. Mm-hmm. But when we didn't go out, we had speakers on different, you know, subjects. Mm-hmm.
Were there any talks that were there any talks that you particularly remember or that stood out or something that was particularly interesting or that you learned something that? Sorry, I'm just too quiet. Were there any talks that you still remember? You know, you still remember that were particularly interesting. That you
oh
had?
Yeah, we had a talk on making a will.
Oh, useful, but not the most.
Well, you know, it's something that everybody has to do
at some point. Yeah.
You know, and savings, that sort of thing. We had makeup talks. Oh. We had a florist. All sorts of people. Cake making. We used to go to Sweb used to put on food demonstrations, so we used to go there.
Where was that, sorry?
I think we went to Torquay for one and Newton Abbot for another.
Did you say Sweb?
Sweb, Southwestern Electricity Board.
Oh, okay.
They put on.
Oh, interesting! They put interesting host.
Yeah, they put on cooking demonstrations. Oh, nice. So we used to go to them when we could, you know, when they were on.
I see.
As I say, we went to pantomimes. We went to summer shows. We went to Torquay to the summer show, to Babbicombe, to Exeter, to the theatre.
Northcote Theatre.
We varied it, you know. We played darts, and you won't believe this, but for the darts competition, we had teams, obviously, and instead of a cup for the winning team, we had a chamber pot. I don't know what happened to that one, I'm sure.
Oh, dear.
But that was... It was, you know, about this size.
Yeah.
And it was a chamber pot.
Excellent. Did you play darts in the pub?
Or? No. Well, we played darts at Huntley. Not okay. Huntley. Merley Grange.
Okay. Yeah.
Merley Grange was a hotel. You know about Merley Grange. Yeah. Well, they had a large garage. And we played darts in the garage there. We played darts at the Cockhaven. I'm trying to think of other things that we did.
I remember from the minutes that said you went bowling?
Pardon?
Bowling? Do you remember going bowling?
No, I don't think there was any. Oh, okay. I did bowling with the Cubs and Scouts, but I don't think we did with Modern Wives. I don't remember bowling with them. What else did we do? We had a hairdresser, makeup. Pippa D parties. Have you heard of those?
No, what's one of those?
Clothing.
Oh, so okay. Selling...
selling clothing.
Oh, okay.
Tupperware parties.
My grandfather used to sell clothing at parties.
Oh, did he?
That was one
Tupperware
of his trades.
Parties. Remember Tupperware parties? Number seven, lipsticks and, you know, okay, makeup.
Yeah. Number seven is still going, isn't it?
Yeah. We had all sorts, actually. You know, it was a very good time.
So, yeah, you enjoyed it and you met
lots of people. Well, I did anyway, you know, being down this end of the village. You don't really see people very much. I mean, I don't even see my neighbours to talk to. Yeah. If they're going out in their car, they wave if I'm about. Yeah. But I don't see them to talk to.
No, it's a different time.
So, you know, it's a bit isolated down here, but my son, as I say, would have been three when it started and went to Bishop School. And he joined the Cubs at eight, and it was through Modern Wives that I became a Cub Scout leader.
Ah.
Dorothy Warren, have you heard of Dorothy Warren? Well, she was the Cub Scout leader before me, and she used to go to Modern Wives. And she said to me one day, she said, because Andrew had joined the Cubs by then, and she said to me one day, what do you do on a Wednesday night? No, a Monday night. So I said, well, I go once a fortnight to Tynmouth in the evening to a meeting in there. I belong to the Salvation Army. And I used to go to the women's meeting in there once a fortnight. Oh, she said, I wondered if you'd like to help me with Cubs, you see. So I said, well, I was a guide in Bishop Staten many, many years ago. And I suggested to Andrew to join the Cubs because there was no other children here for him to, apart from school, there was no other children down here, you see. So I thought Cubs would do him good. So I said, well, I come once a fortnight if you like. So I did that for quite a long time. And then she changed the night to a Wednesday. So that meant I could go every week. And she said to me once at Modern Wives, she said, we've got to go on a first aid course for scouts. So I said, well, I'll come as well. You all need first aid, you know. So I did a first aid course with her in Tynmouth, with the doctors in Tynmouth. And, I mean, I did Cub Scouts for 20 years.
Yeah. Wow, you were very busy.
Yes.
Doing lots of different things.
Yeah. And then when I retired at 60, because you had to retire at 60 then, being a leader, they changed the rules afterwards, but you had to retire at 60, I immediately joined Teambridge District Scouts. So, I'm still officially a member, although we don't meet up these days since COVID. We haven't met since COVID, so I'm still officially a member of Teambridge District Scouts, and that's older scouters who help the youngsters on competitions and things.
Oh, okay.
So, officially, I'm still a member.
Yeah, I'm a member of the Scouts.
I know.
Very recently become.
So I hear the squirrels.
Yeah, the squirrels, yeah.
Your son is in the squirrels.
My daughter, yeah.
Oh, your daughter?
Yes, yes.
So it's four. Mixed, is it?
It's mixed, yeah.
Oh, right. Well, of course, when I started Cub Scouts, it was all boys. There was no girls. They were brownies.
It's interesting because the guides is still just for girls.
Is it?
Whereas the scouts is mixed.
Mixed, yeah. Well, we used to have two separate scouts. We used to have the girl scouts and the boy scouts.
Okay. I didn't know there were separate ones.
When they started girls. But I think they're mixed now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter enjoys it a lot. So. Do you remember the... I know that the Modern Wives did lots of... fundraising for different charities. Do you remember?
Yeah, we used to do that. We used to do cake stalls for the church, WI, anything that was on in the village, any fetes or anything in the village. We used to do a cake stall or a bottle stall, something like that, to raise funds for the church or whoever.
Mm.
That's
yeah, great. We used to do that as well. Oh, and another thing I've thought of. Bishop's Dayton Carnival.
Yes.
Yeah, you've heard of that?
Yes. Famous school.
Yes.
Yeah, well, one of our members, modern wife, and she became a scout leader, she restarted the carnival in Bishop's Dayton.
Oh, wow.
And we used to put on a... well, the children used to dress up different things in the carnival. So we used to be in the carnival every year when that was on. That was
Fantastic.
Another thing.
I know you won some... The Modern Ways won some prizes in the carnival for...
Yeah, we used to, you know, have a lorry and a float and what have you. And then we have walking children as well. And that always used to be down at St. John's Church. St. John's House,
yes.
Opposite the church.
Fantastic.
So that's another thing. All came really from